All right, well, it is about 10 o'clock, so we will get started again. Let's see. Our next talk is Honors Course on Afghanistan, Development and Challenges Facing a Country at War, and George Van Schoik, right? Did I say that right? Excellent. He's going to be our presenter.
Thank you very much. I want to share with you an exciting and rewarding experience I've had the last couple years teaching a course, as was pointed out, entitled Afghanistan Development Challenges Facing a Country at War. It's not a course that keeps me in my comfort zone. I move out of my comfort zone when I do that, and that's what I want to kind of emphasize to you today, that you need to think about ways that you might share with your students experiences and so forth that are outside that comfort zone. All of us have heard about the reports of increasing international understanding for our students. The National Research Council published this report a number of years ago that we need to increase the opportunities for students and expose them more to international perspectives. USDA, International Science and Education Program, talks about increasing the quantity and quality of international content in crop, soil, and environmental courses. And we at Purdue, in agriculture and in the agronomy department, have come up with these 9 developmental areas that we want to focus on for our students. And one of those I've highlighted there is international and cultural understanding. Many of us have had a lot of international experiences, and I think there's ways that we can begin to incorporate those into our teaching programs, even though we may not be experts in that particular area. At Purdue, since about 2005, we've had a big influx of funding in terms of programs for Afghanistan, and it's been a very successful program. We've been involved in faculty development. We've been involved in institution building in particularly Kabul University, graduate training. We've had a number of students at Purdue from Afghanistan, course and curriculum development, collaborative research, and short-term mentoring of teachers from Afghanistan at a variety of universities. Here you see a picture of Dr. McNamara, my co-author, with one of the graduates from Purdue looking at varieties in Afghanistan. So what's been my involvement in this Afghan project? Well, in 2006, I started working with my first two senior faculty Afghan scientists, and I worked with those for a period of 1 year. And then since that time, I've had the opportunity to serve as an advisor or mentor to about 18 Afghan faculty related to course curriculum development and also teaching methodology techniques. So I've been working with them there. This big project that we have at Purdue, I was one of 6 faculty members that was on this A4 Ag development team, and I've been providing training to National Guard troops going into Afghanistan that are part of an agribusiness development program. There's been 9 teams that I've been specifically involved in educating related to soils. Here's just a shot of the picture of me teaching some of these guys. It's been really rewarding because I stay in contact with them by email. I help try to answer soils questions that they may have. You see there on the right, Major Larry Temple taking soil samples that we actually sent back here to the U.S., and some of the Afghan graduate students worked on those samples, and in our department, we've given 4 graduate degrees to Afghan faculty scientists from Kabul University. Now, what about the course? Well, this is where I say, think about ways you can move out of your comfort zone. These are things that I've been involved in. Think about things that you've been involved in international kinds of activities. And what I kind of decided was, you know, we've done a lot of things in Afghanistan. There was no courses at Purdue University on Afghanistan. Well, we had a great opportunity here to share some of our knowledge and expertise with some of our students. So Kevin and I started working together. He's an ag economist. I'd had a long history in doing some international education, particularly in study abroad courses and so forth, and I had some knowledge of Afghan culture and development activities going on in that country. The university, a year ago in the fall, chose the Kite Runner as the university read for all students coming in. So that was the thing that really got me going. I said, well, you know, no Afghan courses. Nothing there. The Kite Runner's what everybody's reading. we really ought to offer a course. We've got some expertise here. Let's do it. And we had, at that point in time, 12 Afghan scholars on campus. So we began. We put out a flyer. We taught, in this particular case, an honors course. This was mostly for incoming students. The Kite Runner was the read. Everybody had to read that before they took the course. The author was on campus. We had all the students meet the author. We had a great opportunity to interact. Our first assignment to the students was this. I'll give you this assignment. Can you fill in the countries around Afghanistan? What's the big one on the border to the south? Anybody? Pakistan. What's the one to the west? Iran. And what's the one that's the littlest border up in the upper right-hand corner? China. That's the one that most people, it's the hard one. And then you've got all the stands up across the top. So those, we just did various exercises like this with our students to get them involved early on. Now, what I want you to listen to as I kind of go through this is the pedagogy we use, because I don't think it's so much important just the course that we taught, but what I've tried to do is give you some background of how I became involved in doing a course like this. And the second part here is, what is the pedagogy we used, because I think it can be used in a lot of courses where you've had international experience and you can draw on scientists that are at your university from that particular country. In this particular class, we had 20 honor students. We made it a very active and experiential learning-based type of course. The initial topics that we presented as instructors were the history of Afghanistan, agricultural development in Afghanistan. We brought in a whole bunch of magazine articles and so forth and newspaper articles from non-U.S. sources about Afghanistan. We talked about capacity building and changes that occurred over the last 5 years there. We had some testimonies before the U.S. Senate related to poppy production, and we talked a bit about country politics and regional politics within that area. We had the Afghan scientists that were on campus attend class on a fairly regular basis, and they shared their ideas and thoughts about these things as well. So we had in-country residents. We had the students develop presentations, and we had them do debates. And what we did was we gave them a list of topics. They went through and chose what topic, for example, they wanted to do research on and present a PowerPoint presentation to the class. And we would assign then 3 students to do that presentation. And in terms of the debates, we also gave a list. We gave them the debate topics that they could select from, but we didn't let them choose the pro or con position. We chose that for them. And so we would have 4 students involved in a debate on a particular topic. And in all cases, we were able to give the students kind of their first or second choice. So they were very happy about that. But we were able to match the students up without just friends working together. Examples of presentation topics included women's issues in Afghanistan, Afghan culture, Pashtunwali, nutritional issues facing the people of Afghanistan, regional politics, basic education opportunities for children, Taliban issues, and then the role of the U.S. military. And after that particular presentation was done by a group of students, we had National Guard officers come in and talk about their positions and what they did within that country. These are examples of the debate topics. I won't go through all of them, but poppy production, issues with Pakistan, U.S. military involvement, and so forth. The interesting thing about this is that when students did presentations and they did the debates, there were Afghan scientists from those countries sitting there listening to them. That creates a real pressure factor on those students to do a great job in research in the topic. And so as the Afghan faculty were involved in the review process, they attended debates, they attended presentations. We had both female and male, so they got 2 perspectives on things. And the Afghan faculty, I really want to emphasize here, provided very constructive critiques. They were really excited about our students having an interest in their country. And so therefore, even if the students had some incorrect information, they would share their ideas and thought in a very tactful way with those students about, well, I never did experience that, but I would think that you might have thought more about this. And so it was a great relationship between those faculty members from Afghanistan and our students. The students became very comfortable to talk about very sensitive issues with these Afghan faculty. We had some special assignments. As I said, everybody had to read The Kite Runner. Another book we asked them to read was The Book Settler of Kabul. We asked them to look at a movie, Charlie Wilson's War, about the U.S. involvement in helping push the Russians out. And they did that on their own, and then we did a movie night and did the movie Afghan Star. And then we had an Afghan dinner at our home. And my wife prepared some Afghan food, some of the faculty prepared Afghan food, and we were all able to meet together in a very social environment, and the students really liked this. As a matter of fact, I'm teaching the course again this semester, and Thursday night before I came here, we had the Afghan dinner again with Afghan faculty, and it was a very, very fun activity. Now, what's my take-home message here? My take-home message is not all the details of the course, but kind of the way we went through the course. We presented some topics ourselves as faculty members. We dispersed those over the first part of the semester. We went through and we had all the students do presentations, and they were very actively involved in preparing those presentations, and they had to do them as teams. We had them prepare for debates on some very sensitive topics. We had those critiqued by us as faculty members and by the Afghan faculty that were there, and they all had to write papers related to this. And before they did these presentations or these debates, they selected reading assignments that they shared with the other students that those students had to read. All students and faculty did critiques of the debates and the presentations. We had essentially evaluation of all of those. And then at the end, which I didn't emphasize here, every student had to individually do a term paper on a topic that they selected but that we approved. I think there's an awful lot of us that have an opportunity that we've worked internationally. We have colleagues that are on campus from an international, that can give an international perspective, that we can probably pick out certain areas where we've worked, put together a format where the students get actively involved in developing some of the course material related to that particular topic on that country, and then we share information and we learn as much as those students learn in that whole process. So take-home message, look for unique opportunities to share experiences. Outside your discipline, create a very interactive, experiential learning environment, and utilize international graduate students and guests and so forth. In the spring semester this last year, we taught a course about Africa. Daryl Schultz and I, we've been doing some work in Africa. This was actually an internet-based course that we taught live between Moy University, Purdue University, Ivy Tech, and Fort Hare University in South Africa. This Daryl's going to talk about this on Wednesday afternoon at 1:20 in room 210. I'd encourage you to think about visiting that presentation. We did this through Adobe Connect. Here's a presentation that Gabisa Ejeta was prepared and gave to the whole group. And then one last comment about a course. We've taught since 1989 a course called Global Awareness. We meet once a week. Students come in and keep a journal, and they hear from faculty and international graduate students that are in our department on campus about their country's culture, history, current agricultural situation, and so forth. One credit course, but it's impacted over 1,700 students in a period of time. So I think here's a great chance for us to add international perspective for our students. So thank you very much. Yes, Mary. They actually can. The Agronomy 350, they can take multiple times, that one credit course. And many of them do. Many of them will start taking it their freshman year, and they want 3 credits of international understanding, so they'll do it 3 different years, and we have different speakers and stuff like that. Yes. Ha, that's interesting. I didn't have to do anything, because particularly other than contact the honors director for the university. Because when I contacted him, I said, you know, you've got the Kite Runner as a reader this coming fall. You have no Afghan courses on campus. Here's my syllabus. Are you willing to let me do an honors course? And the answer was yes. That was it. And it was just because of the need. Now, normally we go through a lot more than that, whole review process and all that kind of thing. But in this particular case, the university had made this decision, and they really had no one course that they could focus on. Yes? In that course? Yeah, we had 20 students. An honors course on campus can't have more than 20. And these students came from all disciplines, engineering, science, liberal arts, and this kind of thing. I'm reteaching the course this fall, and we did not do it as an honors course because I specifically wanted to have a group of honors of ag students. So we just offered it for agricultural students this fall. Yes. Well, they vary. The group that we had last year had been there for 3 years working on graduate degrees. We have a group there right now that we're bringing in groups each semester right now of about 8 to 10 faculty members that come for 8 to 10 weeks. So we don't have them this semester all semester, but I have them from the 10th of September until about the 15th of November. Yeah, I think we would do a different format. I don't know. I debated about whether or not we would offer it if we didn't have the scientists there. I mean, we could do that. There is so much value in having at least one or two scientists that are willing to interact, maybe not every class. Like this semester, what we're doing is having them interact. We teach on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we have them interact on Tuesdays, just one day a week.
All right, let's give our speaker another hand.